From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Voters in Missouri who do not have a photo ID will not have to sign a sworn statement to cast a ballot in November. Cole County Judge Richard Callahan yesterday made it clear that his October 9th ruling applies to elections officials in the state's 114 counties and the city of St. Louis. He also ordered local officials to stop distributing information that made it sound like a photo ID was required to vote. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft had asked Callahan to clarify his opinion to avoid confusion on Election Day. Missouri's voter ID law allows individuals to cast ballots using documents like a utility bill, but it also required them to sign an affidavit saying they do not possess a proper form of ID to vote. Callahan called that misleading and threw out the statement. The Air Force says a Missouri-based B-2 stealth bomber landed in Colorado Springs after an unspecified emergency during a training flight, but neither of the pilots was injured. Officials say first responders from Peterson Air Force Base responded to the plane after it landed at about 4:20 a.m. yesterday. The Air Force, in a statement, did not disclose the nature of the emergency, but said a maintenance team was on the way to investigate. At the time of the landing, the aircraft was returning home to Whiteman Air Force Base about 70 miles east of Kansas City. The B-2 costs about $1 billion and is designed to evade enemy radar. It has a two-person crew. A poster series featuring LGBTQ celebrities is being removed from Gentry Middle School this week. This series is a part of a poster celebration of LGBT History Month. Every month, the teacher-run diversity committee at the school chooses a topic of focus for the display. This month's display was organized with student leadership members of Jaguar Paws, the school's gay-straight alliance organization. The Columbia Missourian reports over the past few days, Gentry parents have questioned the poster display, according to a letter that the school's principal sent to parents Monday afternoon. The letter stated the information on the posters is not a part of school curriculum. The display features celebrities such as singer Miley Cyrus and actress Laverne Cox. It also provides definitions of terms like gay, transgender, and non-binary. These posters are being replaced with ones about Jaguar Paws. Posters about the history of the multicolored pride flag will remain on display. Last night, several Boone County government candidates spoke at an NAACP forum about various issues. The Columbia Missourian reports among the candidates in attendance were current Boone County Presiding Commissioner Dan Atwill and his opponent Matt Cavanaugh. They were asked about the current state of the Boone County Hospital Center. Cavanaugh was extremely critical of the current financial state of the hospital, while Atwill showed less concern. Also in attendance were the candidates for Boone County Clerk, Republican incumbent Taylor Burks, and Democratic challenger Brianna Lennon. The main question asked of the clerk candidates pertained to voting. Both Burks and Lennon said they support no-excuse absentee voting. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.